Welcome back to the Trucking Risk and Insurance Podcast, where this week we are talking about Fleet Safety Council, Driver of the Year Awards, and Safety Manager of the Year Awards. Stay tuned. Rick and Danielle are coming right up.
Welcome to the Trucking Risk and Insurance Podcast.
Today we've got Danielle and Rick. Danielle, how about you introduce yourself to our audience?
Good morning, Chris. Thank you so much for having us. My name is Danielle. I work with Tandit in the compliance department. I've been in the transportation industry for almost 20 years, and I currently sit as the chairperson for the Fleet Safety Council Joint Executive Committee.
Wow. 20 years in the transportation industry? When did you start? When you were five?
Love you, John. Thank you.
Mr. Brown.
Good morning, gentlemen. So it's Rick Brown. I currently serve as a risk services specialist at Northbridge Insurance. And I am also the co-chair of the joint executive with Danielle. I've been in transportation long enough that I think John only had stubble when we first met. It's a little while that I've been around.
Yes, well, and we've known each other from your Niagara Falls days.
Yeah.
You know, but hey, we're here to talk about the Fleet Safety Council. What?
Yep.
And for the great audience here, Mr. Farquhar is also deeply involved in the Fleet Safety Council. I am only a member of the Hamilton chapter, but why don't you, Rick, start off, introduce what the hell the Fleet Safety Council is.
Well, I know Danielle was, that was one of her preps, so I'm going to pass that one over to Danielle, because you know we all know how she feels about this.
Thank you, Rick. The Fleet Safety Council is an association of safety professionals from all across the province, and we all work together to promote health and safety in the transportation industry. We have 8 chapters across the province. And essentially, we are open to anyone who has an interest in transportation safety. The chapters meet regularly and we share best practices. And we have a variety of guest speakers who present on topics that are relevant to our membership. As well, over 30 years ago, the Fleet Safety Council developed an annual educational conference. This conference is structured around a one-day educational event with lots of great information and takeaways that our members can bring back to their workplaces. The day before the conference is our annual networking day, which usually includes a fun event in the afternoon, such as bowling, and then followed by our networking reception, which takes place in the evening in our sponsored trade show room at the conference facility.
And one of the great things with the Fleet Safety Council, if I can just piggyback on Danielle's answer there, is it's the one spot in industry that as much as we're all competitors, we walk through the door and we're there for a single purpose. It's, you know, everybody is there. You freely share information, the best practices, as Danielle said, the information. It's a great spot to make those contacts so that when you're dealing with something that you haven't dealt with, you've got a list of people that you can go, okay, I know you dealt with this. What do I need to know? How do I get out of this? And how messed am I if I don't?
Yeah, John, you want to add 2 cents in there?
Well, I was going to say it's probably the biggest bang for your buck when it comes down to it. Yeah. Membership is very, very reasonable. I don't want to use the word cheap because it's not that, but like crying out loud, for an individual, it's $50 a year. You attend 10 meetings throughout the year. You've got July and August off to take a breather and get excited for September. There's so much opportunity. And like Danielle and Rick both said, the networking opportunities, the information gathering you can get from these sessions, not just from the speakers, but from your co-members and whatnot. Like, you know, anybody that's up and coming in the ranks of safety management, risk management, wanting to learn more about how to be a better safety person, or, you know, we've even had drivers attend with their safety managers just to do something different. And they walk away with going, holy crap, I didn't know that. Or, wow, that was interesting, you know? And what did it cost them? Well, then,
you know, great information, and, you know, walk around, hand out business cards, get business cards from other people. Everybody is willing to help.
Well, and one of the greatest things that I always got out of it when I was on the other side of the desk, was it was my point to recharge, especially the annual conference, because when we're in that safety role, we bring ourselves on a daily basis trying to make a difference, and we all feel that that wall that you hit sometimes, or that point, and, you know, going and being in that room with the like-minded individuals, whether it's a chapter meeting or at the annual conference, it always gave me that ability to get back up again tomorrow morning and go and do it again.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, the speakers that I've seen at our meetings are second to none. And, you know, everything from MTO, I've seen OPP, other safety consultants, accident reconstructionists. Like, you get access to a bunch of different information that you would never have had you not been a member.
Well, and I was going to say, one of the coolest things is a lot of people think that some of the government agencies are out of touch. You know, you can't reach out to them. Fleet Safety Council, the various chapters have direct connections with the various ministries, Ministry of Labor, ESDC, WSIB, MTO, Transport Canada. And these folks love to come and speak at these chapters as well as the conference. So again, back to what was said, education. It's just phenomenal. And you get to be front and center, and then you can walk up to that person and go, "You're real. Holy crap, you're real. Can I get your business card? Because I need to talk to you later." They love it.
Hey, there's an annual conference. When is this year's annual conference? Has that date been set?
Yes. Yeah. This year's conference, we're set for October. The end of October, the 24th and 25th. So all of the networking events that Danielle talked about, the bowling and the social reception, and that's actually where we're going to be presenting our provincial driver and safety professional of the year awards. We'll be at the October 24th social events, and then the 25th will be our educational day, where we've got a fantastic agenda that's laid out.
Okay, well, what's this you mentioned? You just skimmed right over awards. What the hell are we talking about? Danielle, can you answer or give some light on what the heck the awards are?
Absolutely. So currently, each of the chapters across the province offer a Driver of the Year and Safety Professional of the Year award. So, you know, any member of those chapters can nominate a driver or safety professional that they think has demonstrated the award criteria. And there is various award criteria. And then the chapter executive team would vote for their specific chapter winner. That has been the program for a number of years, and it has gotten lots of great engagement. However, this year, we've decided to, you know, level up that program and create the provincial award, which is definitely what we're here to speak about today. This provincial award will encompass each individual winner from all of the chapters. So that's a Driver of the Year and a Safety Professional of the Year from each of the 8 chapters. And then the Fleet Safety Council Joint Executive Committee will review all of these nominees at our annual meeting in August and select the 2 provincial winners from each of those programs to be announced at our conference in October.
Cool. Really cool.
Yeah. Right? Great recognition.
Yeah. Bounce off of that a little bit, you know, this wouldn't be possible without the contributions of TruckRight has stepped up to sponsor this event, and in a big way. So we're going to be taking and looking at each chapter's safety professional of the year, driver of the year that was looked at locally. And then putting them and so at the local level, they get recognition, they get a jacket, they get a plaque, they get a nice pat on the back in that area. So in wanting to elevate that for the provincial level, Truck Right has stepped up to help us out. And so the prize at the provincial level, our provincial winners will get a different jacket. So they'll be differentiated and stand out amongst their peers and amongst the crowd. There'll be an elevated trophy that will go to them, and there will be a cash reward of $2,500 for the safety professional of the year and the driver of the year will receive $2,500. And so that, like I say, that is a huge pat on the back, some tax recognition. You know, we're happy to have that partnership between the Fleet Safety Council and Truck Right to be able to bring this forward and give this recognition to those that deserve it.
That's awesome. Chris, I just wanted to piggyback on what Rick said, that, you know, these provincial winners will be recognized at the networking event on the Thursday night preceding the conference. Mm-hmm. However, during the conference session, we do have a whole time slot dedicated to be able to recognize each of the chapter winners, so that even though the provincial winner has had their separate recognition, each of the individual chapter winners will have the opportunity to be recognized and appreciated at the conference as well.
Yeah, and that's huge. I just wanted to give a shout out to Truck Right, Dirk Kupar and his team. You know, you've mentioned their name a few times. They're great at stepping up when they see a worthwhile cause. And I think that this is certainly one of those causes. So thanks to the Truck Right team. Yes. What else do we need to know?
Well, it's important to know. So as Danielle stated, it's open for any member of a chapter anybody that is a member in good standing. So John's point earlier, for an individual membership, $50. So if you're not a member and you've got somebody you're like, hey, this guy needs some recognition, for $50, you can become a member. And you can then nominate your driver, your safety professional to get them in the running for this award. So those awards and those nominations need to be in by June. Okay, so it is very time sensitive. It's important that we get this information out. You've got to get to your local chapter. You can also go onto the Fleet Safety Council website. And under the chapter page, you can go to your specific chapter and download the nomination forms. It includes the contact information as to who to send those forms off to. So that way you can get your nominations in for both the driver and safety professional, because those decisions at the chapter level need to be made in July, so that at the joint meeting in August, the joint executive can do their voting as to who the provincial winner is going to be. And then that announcement will be made at the conference. So as the winner of your local award, you will receive from, again, thanks to Truck Right and their assistance, each local winner will get an invite to the conference. The cost of admission will be paid by that sponsorship. Wow. From Truck Right. Winners will be responsible for their hotel and things like that, but entrance into the conference will be taken for them, so that way we can have everybody there as we make that announcement as to who that provincial winner.
Cool. I've got two questions, and I don't know which one of our guests would like to tackle them, maybe one for each. Why do we have 8 chapters? And how long typically is a chapter meeting, so people can get an idea?
I will tackle the first question. So why are there 8 chapters? Well, let's get into a little bit of the history of the Fleet Safety Council, just to bring you guys up to speed. The Fleet Safety Council actually formed back in 1964, where a small group of driver trainers met at a hotel in Toronto, and they wanted to discuss forming an organization that they felt would contribute to driver safety among commercial drivers. As a result of that initial meeting, the first formal meeting took place in January of 1965 with 7 members in attendance. This is the group that would later develop into the Toronto chapter. And over the years, things grew, people wanted to get involved, and things changed. And the need for the regional chapters grew from there. And basically, that's how we got to where we are today with 8 chapters across the province.
Yeah, and the chapter locations range from Windsor all the way, I want to say Ottawa. I think it's just outside of Ottawa, the actual location, and all the way to North Bay, if I remember.
That's there's a chapter for everybody. Windsor, the London area, Cambridge, Central Ontario, Toronto, Hamilton, Eastern Ontario, and then, yes, way up to the north where I know Rick is our chapter chair.
Yeah, so I'm actually the chair for the Sudbury chapter. So that chapter, just because of the geographical region of Northern Ontario, that chapter doesn't meet monthly like the other chapter. We meet more on a quarterly basis. However, during our meetings, we'll have 2 guest speakers and make it worth the trip to Sudbury for those that want to attend in person. But obviously the North is quite vast. I don't see somebody driving from Thunder Bay to Sudbury to come and do a 4-hour meeting. So we do in the North still have some virtual opportunities. So all of our meetings are done in a hybrid fashion. So that way those spread out through the North still have access to all of this information and the great speakers that we get in the area. And with that, we've actually started to get some attendance from the East Coast of Canada, that have been attending our Northern meetings as well. So definitely getting some good reach in what we're doing.
Sweet.
That's cool. All the way. The East Coast love. Damn, I was looking for lobster on the weekend, but.
Hey, we can get it to you virtually.
Yeah, I'd get you a picture one.
All right, so what was the date of the conference again?
So the conference is October 24th and 25th. So the educational day being the Friday the 25th, and then the day for the awards and networking events will be the 24th.
And don't forget, bowling, the social event. The highlight of the whole conference is the day before for the bowling.
I might come just to see John bowl.
But. Well, John was our winner 2 years ago.
2 years ago. Yep.
I get dethroned last year though.
No. I decided not to venture out to allow somebody else to win that prestigious event because I know how hard it is to achieve such a score in order to win the prize that I did. So let's just leave it there and say that, you know what, maybe we'll be up for a challenge here this coming season.
Right. I mixed things up as to who was the high and who was the low.
We don't have to worry about mixing things up. We don't even have to worry about discussing it. I think we can just move on from here and let's just be there at the bowling event for the fun.
Okay, so we've got the chapter dates, and if you were nominating a driver or a safety person, when does the nomination have to be completed?
And as we said, nomination, we want to have those in by June at the chapter level, so that way the chapters can make their decisions, determinations as to who the local winner is, so that way they've got the people to put forward for the provincial award.
As Rick had mentioned earlier, all of the nomination forms can be found on the chapter pages on the Fleet Safety Council website. And these nomination forms include all of the award criteria as well. So if anybody has any questions about what we are looking for these candidates or what the chapters are looking for these candidates, those nomination forms have all the information you need.
And I'll put a link to that in the show notes down below so anybody can just click on it and find that chapter information, because I've been a member on and off. I can't say I've been a faithful member. It's tough being a consultant. Back when I was doing Mr. Brown's job working for an insurance company, I was always a member of it was Toronto and Hamilton. I think I was a member of both. and Toronto. Our good friend Mr. Gladman was always in Hamilton. I didn't have to worry about that. But yeah, I was always a member. And then once I got off of my own, it's a little tougher to make the darn meetings is my problem. But I am a member currently of Hamilton. Hey, Mr. Derry, give him a shout out because he was always the leader there. I don't know if he still is. Damn. I got no idea. Anyways.
He's the events coordinator in Hamilton. Michael's events coordinator.
I will see him shortly because later in this month, there's a big event for Hamilton.
Yes.
So it's March 28th. We've got our sold out breakfast seminar in Hamilton. So unfortunately, those listening have missed out on that one. Definitely going to be a good event to in Burlington. We've already pre-scheduled for next year's breakfast seminar, which will be March 27th at the Holiday Inn in Burlington. Always a well-attended event. Going back to the awards, and if somebody's kind of on the fence and trying to figure out, why it's important to do this recognition or why it's important to have this, this piece and why we're doing it. Both the safety professional and the end drivers, a lot of times they're thankless jobs, or at least feel that way. Everybody appreciates the driver. Everybody appreciates the safety professional. So many of them go above and beyond, but they're jobs where a lot of times you're the island. The driver's out on his own, doing his job, doing his thing. Countless expectations from operations, from dispatch, from safety, from wherever, and being on their own out there, they don't necessarily always get that great pat on the back, or when they do, sometimes it comes with that feeling of, okay, I'm getting the pat on the back, so what do they need? What's the next question going to be? And so having this type of award for that driver definitely gives you the ability to show that recognition for the ones that are going above and beyond and that deserve that recognition. And on the safety professional side of things, like I said, I remember being on the other side of the desk. I had to go to my monthly chapter meetings and the annual conference to get that recharge, to be able to get up Monday morning and go back and continue to do it. Because everybody, operations management, company owners definitely appreciate what a safety manager does, but they may not realize or understand what it takes to be that good safety manager. You get up every morning and you are constantly, for lack of better words, fighting. You're fighting with the drivers to get them doing things properly and to understand compliance and to get things done properly. Then you're fighting for the drivers to make sure they've got the protections that they need and the things that they need. And then you're working with operations and management to get them on board and get things done. And you're consistently feeling like you're having that uphill battle. And so for when you've got a good safety guy, when you've got somebody that's coming in and you can see they're doing that day in and day out, you got to stop and recharge. You've got to give them this recognition, give them the pat on the back so that they can keep going and doing this for the protection of your company, for the protection of your drivers, to find that 50-yard line of being profitable and being safe.
Well said. I think, I've got a question for both of you. Rick, I know you are a former safety manager, and Danielle, you still got the role today. Why is it when we say to a driver, hey, driver, go see safety, the reaction is always, oh, shit, what did I do now?
Right? Stressing me out right away.
My question is, because that is often the reaction, how can we change that? Do you have any suggestions? Because that's one of my pet peeves.
I think that having that relationship with the driver from the very beginning, engaging and communicating and you know, explaining and really getting that buy-in from the very first connection with the driver through the onboarding process to show that we're there as their team, as their support, as their backup, should they need it, if they ever have any questions. That's always how I've approached it, so that they, although they know I mean business, I'm a friend, like I'm on their team and we're working together towards the same goal. And I think that that can go a long way to show them that we're not here to be against them. It's not like they've never heard from me before and all of a sudden they're getting a phone call from Danielle saying, I need to speak with you, please come into the office. They already know, we already have that existing relationship, and they really feel supported by their safety team.
And I think part of it as well is the way you structure things within your organization. You know, because often safety becomes that catch-all. If nobody else does it, safety does it. And that includes, you know, following up with the drivers, following up with the taking care of correcting driver behavior, doing all of those things. And so often safety gets lumped with that disciplinary side. You know, so if you've got that ability within your organization, you've got to separate that discipline and that safety. We've got to discipline you because there's a legal obligation under the Canada Labor Code or employment standards, if you're provincially regulated, to discipline. It's a legal obligation. We have to do that. Mm-hmm. But we don't want to do it again. So that's why we have safety, and that's what they're there to do, is to make sure we don't have to do that again by giving you the correct information, by giving you the training and being a person that's you know, helps you not have to commit whatever that issue was. And also take the operational sort of stuff out of safety. If operations got an issue with a driver, operations should deal with the issue with the driver along with HR or however it is. It shouldn't be safety's job to follow up.
That's awesome. I think so the last word, kind of, Fleet Safety Conference, Rick, is what dates?
The October 24th and 25th.
And Danielle, all submissions for Driver of the Year and Safety Person of the Year have to be in by?
Have to be in to their local chapters by June the 30th.
Awesome. Cool. Guys, Danielle from Tandit, Rick from Northbridge, thanks so much for coming on the Trucking Risk and Insurance
Podcast. Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it, both of you.